There are things in this world that science cannot explain. My name is Dr. Delbert East, and there are a few people on this planet who could tell you more about just how accurate that statement is. Until recently, I was the acting caretaker of a secret repository of items both astonishingly supernatural and exceedingly dangerous. Following a betrayal by someone I trusted and an incursion by a dangerous cult, the repository has been sealed until further notice. In the meantime, I have been tasked by the head of the Lazarus Foundation to travel across the country in search of the answer to a decades-old question. While the road ahead of me is long and unknown, somehow I know that one day it will lead me back to where the story all began. Back to the Scarab Archives.
Now that is a damn fine cup of coffee.
It's just the basic motel stuff.
Kid, after you've died 23 times in 23 days, you come to appreciate the little things in life.
Mr. Freeman.
Just call me Max, please.
Max. Maybe you just better start at the beginning.
Not a whole lot to tell before everything started, to tell you the truth. I retired last year. Officially retired, anyway. Truth is, I haven't headed up a job in years. But after Nora passed, it just didn't make a whole lot of sense to keep going through the motions. So I filed the paperwork, got the card, and officially joined the aging nation. Sold the house up in New York, rode the RV around a while. But then, I don't know. Something about New Orleans just appealed to me. Got a nice deal on a house, and I settled in to enjoy my golden years. This was a couple of months back.
That's why the Foundation couldn't find you. You didn't have an address.
What Foundation is that? The ones who sent you after me?
Could you finish your story before I tell mine? Mine's probably a lot more mundane than somehow getting stuck in an endless circle of death.
Mundane? Not the word I would use.
Well, I've always been kind of a night owl. It wasn't long before I was walking the streets of the city every night.
That doesn't seem safe.
Hey, if you want to live somewhere safe, don't settle in New Orleans. Anyway, one night my midnight wanderings took me down Bourbon Street. Filthy little tourist area, but I liked to people watch. There was this shop. I'd never noticed it before. Nothing stuck out about it at first, but I don't know. Something drew me in. It was filled with the usual NOLA tourist crap. Voodoo candles, jars of peppers, novelty gator heads.
We should pick one up for you before you leave town, Dr. East.
Hush.
Well, the guy running the shop is all decked out in costume. He's a real gaunt-looking fellow. Dressed to the nines like the traditional southern gentleman. Even had a big Panama hat. When he talked, he sounded like an extra out of Gone with the Wind. He asked me what I was looking for. I just kind of laughed and said the first thing that came to mind.
Which was...
I told him I was just looking for a good time. He just chuckled, nodded, and told me to have a good night. I headed back outside and just went on my way. The thing is, well, I wanted to do something crazy. Go to a club or tear up a bar or something like that. Just get crazy, you know?
What did you do?
Well, I started for home. Feeling like that, all those unfamiliar urges, it scared me. Thought maybe I was sick. That first night, I remember checking my watch. It was just past 8. Then the car hit me. It was like I was flying, but I could tell that I was hurt. It was like one of those falling dreams where everything's kind of distant. In the back of my mind, I just kept waiting for the impact with my bed. I impacted all right, but the road was much harder than my bed.
Jesus.
I guess I bled out that first night. I woke up the next day and thought it was some kind of messed up dream. But later that night, right after 8, I choked to death on the steak I'd made for dinner.
And you just woke up the next day?
And the day after that, after a stray dog decided to take a bite out of my throat. Like I said before, by my best count, I've died 23 times, always at the same time.
Did you try to go back to the shop?
Of course. I figured that maybe I'd walked out with something in my pocket. Maybe I'd accidentally attracted a curse. every time I go back to the shop. It's closed.
Perhaps this shopkeeper has already collected what he wants from you.
So, what else have you tried?
Tried? Dr. East, I'm almost 70 years old. I'm caught in an endless cycle of life and death that if I start thinking too hard about, my nose starts bleeding. My only concern is making sure I'm not in public around 8 p.m. and that whatever's likely to kill me that day isn't terribly painful.
Well, that's all well and good, but now you've pulled us into this thing.
Cal's right. I'd rather not spend eternity dying gruesomely every 24 hours.
It's not the retirement I would have chosen, but you gotta live with the hand you're dealt. I'm sorry you all are stuck here with me now, but I've got nothing in regards to how to get out of it. Not really my expertise, you know?
Well, luckily for us, it's mine.
It is?
Please do not get him started.
All right, I told you my story, Dr. East. Now you tell yours.
Okay, Mr. Freeman, Max, I've been sent by the head of the Lazarus Foundation to ascertain the location of Lazarus Toys.
I remember Lazarus Toys, but what's this foundation?
After they left the toy business, the last son of the Lazarus family started an organization dedicated to the study and understanding of things in this world that science can't explain.
You work for the government?
No, we're strictly independent.
I just don't understand what you want with a toy store.
I think it has something to do with Mr. Lazarus's brother. He vanished back in the 50s. By the time Mr. Lazarus decided to start investigating what happened, the store was gone. He figured it had been demolished.
The city wanted to, but someone paid for it to be moved.
You remember?
Of course I remember. Weird job. And it wasn't easy. They wanted the whole thing lifted and moved in one piece.
Moved to where?
Let me see. Forgive me, it's been a while.
So you remember the start of the job, but not the end? Yeah, that tracks.
Cal's right. If you're holding out on me...
No, it's not that. It's... I can't remember. It's like it's on the tip of my tongue, but I just can't recall.
Almost as if the information is being blocked.
I know that tone.
Really?
When you've been through as much stuff with Gilbert as I have, you start to learn. And that tone means that my digital friend has been scanning the digital records of the Foundation.
Correct.
So you know what we're dealing with.
Not exactly. But I have narrowed down the possibilities to two. This shopkeeper is either some form of djinn, or a demon.
Demons are real.
Shit, kid. I could have told you that.
Demon is a blanket term for the class of entities that gain strength and sustenance from human suffering. Djinn are much the same, save that they specialize in corrupting wishes.
But I didn't wish for anything. I just said I wanted to have a good time.
That could be interpreted as a wish.
So how did the three of us get drawn into this?
An accident. We were in close proximity to the foreman when he died. Thus we became trapped in the loop. This time.
Oh boy, I don't like the sound of that.
What do you mean, this time?
Whatever power that was used to trap the foreman in this loop was not calibrated for us. If my calculations are correct.
I've been waiting months to hear you say that.
If my calculations are correct, then we will exit the loop tonight when the foreman dies again.
Oh, so no worries then.
You misunderstand. We will die as well. But this time the loop will release us.
And you won't come back again.
It is a possibility. A distinct one.
What are our options?
There is only one course of action with any chance of success. And it will only work if the entity in question is a demon.
What's that?
You have to make a new deal.
Here we are, Bourbon Street, New Orleans' necessary evil.
I wish you'd stayed in the hotel, Cal.
Just because you tried saving my life doesn't make you my half-assed guardian, East. I'm in this too.
I know that, but I have more experience in these matters.
Save it, all right? Save your boasts for someone who cares.
I don't boast.
Yes, you do.
Shut up.
The shop's just ahead.
Cal, you need to understand something. I can't guarantee we're going to get out of this.
I know.
There's still time. If you want to go give your folks a call, try and explain what's going on. Say goodbye.
Nah, I think you'll handle this all right.
The vote of confidence is nice, don't get me wrong. I just hope...
Hope what?
I hope that you'll go home after this.
No. No, I don't think I will.
Damn it, Cal. You've been given a chance that few ever do. You've got a second chance to make peace, to go home.
Shut up. Just shut up. You want to give me some big boy talk about second chances and shit? I gave them their second chances when I was honest with them about who I really was. Then a third chance, and a fourth, until finally, I was sick and fed up with chances and just hit the road. And really, where did that get me? Sucking muddy water and waking up in a dirty hotel bathtub. Some second chance. They don't give a damn about me. Why should I give a damn about them? You're gonna get us out of this shit, and then I'm gonna go back to living my life the way I want. And honestly, if you don't get us out of this, that's still better than going back.
I'm sorry. I just want to help.
I don't need anybody's help.
Are you two done back there? This is it.
Doesn't look special. Just another dime a dozen gift shop. Oh, there's a note here. One at a time, please.
That wasn't here before.
Great. So what? We just have to stand here and wait?
That is exactly what we have to do.
Oh, damn. That means you too, doesn't it, Gilbert?
It would appear so.
Cal.
What?
Hold on to this for me. Keep him safe.
Sure. Yeah. I'm sorry I blew up on you back there.
It's fine. The high-stress situation and all that. Just take care of my friend, all right? And be careful. He's chatty.
You are one to talk.
I'll keep an eye on the kid, East.
Thanks, Max. See you in a few. Hello?
Ah, weary traveler. Come in, come in. Knock the dust from your boots.
Wow. Max wasn't kidding. You even got the big hat.
Help you find anything specific? Got some candles here guaranteed to bring good fortune to all aspects of your life. Got a couple home-brewed concoctions over here that'll make your lady friends right pleased. And of course, we have a fine collection of preserved gator heads.
No, thank you.
Scared of a few water lizards, huh? They ain't so bad. Until they bite you, anyway. Now, what can I help you with today?
I need...
Yes?
That is to say, I... Christ, how do I word this?
Oh, there's no need to be all stiff. We're all friends here, Dr. East.
You know me.
Of course I do. They're telling tales of you all up and down the spheres. The egocentric young man who keeps lucking his way through life.
It's not luck, and I'm not egocentric. I'll forget it. Who are you anyway?
Oh, names can be so restricting. After a certain amount of time, they lose their meaning.
Okay, so what are you then?
Just a humble shopkeeper. And as such, I can tell that I might have something you need.
And what is it that I need?
Escape, to put it plainly. You're trapped in a whirlpool, being dragged slowly but inexorably down to oblivion. You'd give anything to get out, but you just can't muster the nerve to ask.
I don't know if it's that bad. I've only been in the loop for a day.
I wasn't talking about the loop.
What are
you? Like I said, Dr. East, I'm but a humble shopkeeper. That's what I am to you, and it's what I was to your friend, Mr. Freeman.
Why did you trap him in the loop? What did he do to deserve something so awful? Insult you somehow?
Oh my. You people. You're so adorable. No, he didn't insult me. I only gave him what he wanted. He said he wanted to have a good time.
Dying horribly every night doesn't sound like a great time.
Mr. Freeman only keeps expiring because his worry and fear are keeping him from attaining what he wanted in the first place. He hasn't had a good time, So the loop continues.
So that first night, when he wanted to go to the club out of nowhere...
That was the gamble, Dr. East. Folks like me were all about the gambling. Mr. Freeman turned left instead of right. For the past month, his misery and fear have provided me with ample sustenance, and will continue to do so for quite some time, I'd wager.
Well, what if I just go back out there and tell him how to...
It'll make no difference. Men like Freeman, they can't just let go. Can't just let the good times roll. Not even for a night. Always worried about something or other.
What about me? Or Gilbert? Or Cal?
Ah, unfortunate casualties.
So we will die tonight.
And permanently exit the loop. Yes.
And there's nothing that can be done about that?
Now, I didn't say that. Here in my shop, I'm always willing to make a deal.
Making deals with demons. Another slide down the road for me.
Don't play false, Dr. East. We both know why you're really here.
So you are blocking his mind, keeping him from telling me what I need to know.
I am. Made that late-stage addition once you and your friends entered my web.
Damn it, why?
So you'd come here. And be extra incentivized to make a new deal.
All right, all right. What's the deal? Oh, shit.
You are a terrible negotiator, Dr. East. Never let the man holding all the cards make the first offer. In any case, I was only going to settle for one thing anyway.
What, a soul? Oh.
Yes.
But why?
Ah, collect them. Got a little room in the back full of valises, practically bursting with them. Used to travel around the country making deals and capturing them, but after a little incident in some pissant town in Maine, I figured it would be safer to lay down some roots. New Orleans seemed like prime real estate.
And just whose soul do you want?
Oh, well, that's your choice.
What?
Yes, indeed. You've got some prime grade-A souls near at hand that would make fine additions to my collection. Give me just one, and you and your friends are free from the loop.
Uh-uh, not getting caught like that. Free from the loop, but free to keep living. You're not going to pull that genie crap about letting us go only for us to get killed after.
I resent being called a genie, sir. Their ilk aren't worth the dust on my shoes.
The point stands.
Very well. You and your friends will be free to go on living your lives.
Except the one whose soul you'll take.
Well, not at all. Just because I have your soul doesn't mean you die. I hold on to them for the rest of your life, letting them ripen. Then, when you do expire, you just simply cease. No eternal rest. No grand reward. No hops. No hellfire. Just nothing.
That's monstrous.
It could be worse. I could be eating them. Now who will it be?
You can't just... God, I can't just give you a soul. Maybe if I go back out and explain...
Nope. Nothing doing. The moment you step out that door, it will be just after 8 p.m. You won't have the time.
But it was barely 12 when I...
I control the time in this shop, Dr. East. The terms have been presented. Make your payment, or leave and die. The choice is yours. And honestly, it's not a difficult one.
How can you say that? These are my friends.
Are they? You don't know Mr. Freeman from Adam. He's old. Barely has any time left, and he seemed perfectly content with letting you share his eternal fate. You'll have your information. Then you can just carry on and forget. Cal, a willful child you only met yesterday. So full of bitterness at their lot in life. Put aside your feelings of kinship and be done with it. And of course, there's the unfortunate Mr. Riles. He's barely a soul to begin with. And besides, in his current state, who's to say that he'll ever die of natural causes? You'd never even have to tell him.
But with all of them, I'd know. I'd know that I traded their very beings.
But they'd live, Dr. East. Freeman can continue his boring retirement. Cal can get things figured out and find happiness. And Mr. Riles, well, he'll eventually find his way back onto a shelf in the Scarab Archives, won't he? But he'll still be alive.
All right. I've chosen.
Splendid. And who will be joining the collection today?
Me. I will.
Just to be clear, you'll trade me your soul in place of one of theirs.
Yes.
But why? Two of them are strangers. One's a ghost in the machine.
I'm perfectly content with Oblivion. With my luck, there'll be some familiar faces on the other side waiting for a little eternal vengeance. Take my soul and let us go so we can go on with our lives.
Huh. You people. Very well. It's a deal.
Great. So, do we shake, or...
I don't shake hands, Dr. East. There's still a pandemic going on. There. It's done. I'll polish it up and find a place for it later.
That's it? But I don't feel any different.
Could you feel it before?
That's fair. So, we're good? Out of the loop?
Yes. Out of the loop. Will there be anything else? Jewelry, perhaps? This necklace would look lovely around the neck of that lady friend you met in Florida.
And on that note, have a nice day.
Dr. East.
Yes?
You're concerned with things waiting for you on the other side. Enemies. But know this. Your greatest enemy is flesh and blood, and still here on Earth. And your paths will cross again. Very soon.
If it's who I'm thinking of, then I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that was quick. No one home?
It's not night?
Of course it isn't. You literally walked in and walked right out.
Huh. How about that?
Here's your friend, Beck.
It was not just an instant for you, was it?
No. No, it wasn't. But it's done. We're out of the loop.
You'll forgive me if I don't take your word for that.
Wait, look. There's a new sign in the window. Due to recent guest unsatisfaction, all deals for the past 90 days are null and void. Closed until further notice. Caveat emptor. Signed, LG, proprietor in residence.
LG? That was his name?
I think he's got a few.
Caveat emptor?
It is Latin. Fire beware.
Ha! Well, I guess in the future I had to heed those words a little better.
Max, I think you've got some information for me.
The toy store! Right. It was bought by a fella named Howard Golden. Wanted it as an exhibit in a new theme park he was building in Mississippi.
Golden Dreams Theme Park? That place has been shut down for decades.
What happened?
I don't remember. It's ancient history.
Weird thing is, I don't remember either. Hardly remember the park being open at all.
Back on the road we go.
Yeah, but can we at least eat first? Know any good places, Max?
You kidding me? This is New Orleans. You can find great food anywhere.
Great. And Max?
Yeah?
You should try to loosen up. Have a little fun. Cut loose.
You're probably right, especially since I only have one life to live now. Let's go this way.
Cal, hang back with me.
Sure. What's up?
I'm not trying to parent you. I'm not trying to be some kind of guardian. I lost someone who was trying to be my friend a while back. And these days, I tend to get overprotective of...
Of your friends?
And the people who might become friends. People I see a lot of myself in.
Tell you what, I'm still riding the roads. What if I ride with you a bit longer? This abandoned theme park sounds pretty sick.
I don't know about that. My life can get pretty dangerous.
I've already died once, Doc. What could be worse than that?
You would be surprised.
You have got to tell me what this is all about, though.
All right. I guess I can fill you in on the way. But first, food.
Hey, Dr. East, what's your thoughts on fried alligator?
And suddenly, I've lost my appetite.